this Sunday sees the return of the critically acclaimed Peaky Blinders starring Cillian Murphy as Thomas Shelby. To add to the excitement, BBC One will air two episodes on Sunday and Monday night. I'm joined in studio by Arlene Hunt, and she's seen two of the episodes of the new season. Arlene, where do we leave Tom Shelby and the Peaky Blinders at the end of season four?
So season four was a big season for Peaky Blinders, in that Tommy, there were fractions between the Shelby family. Now, the Shelby family are a gangster family, primarily a gangster family, and heavily involved in betting and bookmaking and various other slightly more nefarious ways of making money. Yes, set in Birmingham.
And they have Irish roots and gypsy roots.
They do. They have all kinds of roots. And so, but they're a very tight-knit and very close family. There's Polly, who's the older sister, played by Helen McGrory, and then you have Arthur, who is sort of Tommy's second-in-command, his brother second-in-command. And so from the outset, they're incredibly tight-knit. And so in season four, they ran afoul of a man called Luca Changretti. And Changretti was an American gangster. And they basically ran afoul of him and his organization when they burnt down Angel Changretti's pub to stop him from, you know, from going to a wedding. And they burnt the pub down. And of course, that brought the heat of from the New York mafia, so to speak. And they were arrived over, and they had a very different view of the Shelby family. They weren't afraid of them for a start, and they had access to weapons, and they really, really didn't mind, you know, being just as violent as the Shelbys were, because the Shelbys are quite feared amongst people, you know, because they are violent people. But they, if they need to be violent, they will be violent. And so Tommy in season four makes very series of movements and loose alliances. And one of the major characters from season four was played by Tom Hardy, and that was Alfie Solomon. And Alfie Solomon is an East End kind of gangster, where he's fingers in a lot of pies. So to combat the Italians, he sort of makes this very loose alliance with Alfie. But Alfie, you can't trust him as far as you throw him. And, you know, but he was a brilliant character for it, a huge fan favourite. Everyone just really, really enjoyed him. And so there's a lot of double-crossing. At one point, you think Polly is going to double-cross Tommy, which is almost unheard of, because they're very close, because she was always in charge of the
bookmaking. This is the Helen McCrory character.
Yeah, his sister. And they're very, very close. But Tommy has sort of done a lot of favours for her, in the main one being he found her son, Michael, and brought him into the family. Now, I think there's going to be, I'm just basing this loosely, there's going to be conflict between Michael and Tommy. You can see it, because Michael is basically a younger version of Tommy. He's very driven, he's very keen to get ahead in the business, and he's slightly ruthless. So that's quite interesting.
Yes, and we see him at the beginning of series five.
Exactly.
And he's living it up in New York.
He was a very pretty blonde. He was sent over to New York to kind of look after the sort of the financial aspect of that, because the Shelby family have started to move money into stocks and into bonds in America, because that's where, you know, if you want to legitimize, that's what you have to do. You have to become a legitimate business. So season five opens with 1929 and the stock market crash, the very famous stock market crash. And Michael is over in New York. I would say panic is probably a mild way of putting it.
And then the other thing that's happened is, as I said at the opening, that Tommy has become legit or establishment.
He's right. So at the end of season four, he became an MP. So he's in the House of Parliament. He's an MP for Birmingham South now. So he is a legitimate. He's a legitimate power in his own right, and certainly trying to become more powerful.
So let's hear a clip now. So Tommy, Cillian Murphy, Lizzie, Natasha O'Keefe. Lizzie is his wife. Ada, his sister, Sophie Ruddle, and Arthur, played by Paul Anderson. They meet around a table in a pub, and the rising conflict between the family members comes to a head.
Lizzie, you need to understand.
That you tell Polly, not me.
You need to understand that the corridors of Westminster are very dimly lit, and for those who make the rules, there are no rules. We own the ropes. Who's going to hang us now, eh?
We own the ropes, do we?
Lizzie, if Finn had listened to me, you wouldn't have known. When we go home, I'll explain.
Can't be bothered with this shit. So, Tommy Shelby, MP. Business as usual.
The strategy I outlined earlier to rebuild the conventional parts of this business will take time. In the meantime...
Just business as fucking usual.
In the meantime, it is fortunate that we have maintained other sources of cash income. Because until the stock market recovers, cash is king. And cash we have.
No one is going to hang you, Tommy. You're going to hang yourself.
Someone has to pay for them paintings on your wall, Ada.
Yeah, bye-bye, Ada.
That was Sophie Ruddle as Ada and Tommy, played by Cillian Murphy. So, are there enemies?
There are tensions there straight away from the offset, because Linda, Arthur's wife, is a Quaker, and Linda has a massive problem with Tommy, and she has a massive problem with how Tommy treats Arthur. She thinks like Arthur is Maria second in command, but she sees it very differently. And Lizzie is now Tommy's wife, and Lizzie, you can see her problem there straight away, is that Lizzie has Tommy has given information to Polly but not to his wife. So he's very clearly outlining in this particular scene as well, and actually is quite clear from the start of it, that when he talks about family, he's talking about his immediate siblings. He's not talking about, you know, Linda, and he's not talking about Lizzie, and he's not talking about anybody else. For Tommy Shelby, and he has trust issues and boundary issues, he is talking about his immediate siblings, and that causes, and I would imagine is going to cause more tensions along the line.
Then enemies. They've got rid of the Italians.
Right.
So who are the...
But this is it. So it started... One of the things that was interesting about season four was that when they had finally annihilated all of their enemies, and their enemies were legion at that point, Tommy had a massive breakdown. He had a very, very, very physical breakdown. He had, post-traumatic stress disorder, because he is a war hero. But, you know, you kind of forget that amongst all the gangster things. He's actually a war hero as well. Himself and Arthur went to war. And once he had nothing to do and no one to defeat and no one to war against, he had a complete mental breakdown, and was really down to Polly, I think, more than anybody else, who kind of dragged him back from, you know, this sort of very dangerous, dark period of his time. So it's actually interesting that we're almost straight back into war again for them, for the Shelbys. So there's going to be a couple of interesting things in season five, and we've got an introduction to the Billy Boys very, very quickly. Now, the Billy Boys are a loyalist, very vicious gang from Glasgow who are intending to encroach upon, as we heard there in that scene, where your other sources of income, well, the other sources of income are betting, gambling, all of that sort of slightly more shady incomes. But cash is king, as he says.
And so it's so important now, because all their stocks have gone kaput.
It's massively more important than ever. And they all have lifestyles to live now. As he said, you know, someone has to pay for the paintings on your wall, Ada. Like, Ada's got this lovely house and they've got a very nice lifestyle, very keen to keep it that way. And so the Billy Boys are a very, very dangerous group of people, because they have their own rules and their own laws and their own abilities. And Tommy has IRA connections as well, which will not go down well. So at some point you can see there's going to be sort of an interwar here between all of the different factions, and they're going to be slap bang in the middle of it.
I love when real history comes up against the Peaky Blinders, and this happens as well in the figure of Oswald Mosley.
Right, so because Tommy's in Parliament now, and he gives these wonderfully florid man of the people speeches, and he has attracted the attention of Oswald Mosley. And Oswald Mosley was, as you know, was an English politician, but a very like a right leaning politician. And, you know, I can see how this is going to cause friction as well, because Tommy seems to be very much, you know, trying to keep the unions at bay and try to keep everyone happy in the working class area where he's from. Every time he goes into a pub, you know, he's throwing money to children. He's doing this sort of largesse type of thing. But Mosley's a very different character, and I don't think Tommy's come up against someone like him in previous seasons.
Now, let's listen to another clip, because obviously Tommy has his home life as well. We met her briefly in the other clip. This is Lizzie, played by Natasha O'Keefe, and she tells Tommy, played by Cillian Murphy, that their son Charlie, Jensen Clark, is upset that because Tommy had to put their horse down.
Where's Charles?
He's in the wagon. He won't come out. He heard your knee talking rocker. He understands more gypsy than we think. I heard him say, "You shot the horse." I told him it was mercy. I said, "It's what you do when a horse gets sick." He doesn't understand.
Dad, why did you shoot him?
Dolly, get out here now. Let's get it done. Charles, come here. Sit down. Listen to me. Your horse was sick. He was in pain. The vet couldn't do anything. Even Curly couldn't do anything. I put him to sleep. It's what you do.
No, is what you do. Shoot horses, shoot people. Everybody says...
I think Charlie's getting the hang of the Peaky Blinders.
He's becoming a Shelby. He's becoming very much a Shelby.
So there are great performances in Peaky Blinders, and they have got wonderful characters to play the enemies of Tommy and the Shelbys. But it does very much hang on Cillian Murphy as the head
honcho.
Yeah,
he's the centre figure. He is the centre figure of all. You know, he's the leader of the family. He's the head of the family. And, you know, even in the meetings he's giving there, you know, they are his plans that everyone is adhering to. So it's very much a case, you know, and everything about it, even down to the look, you know, it's been crafted very carefully, you know, to give a certain look in a certain time and to give them a stylish look. I mean, what's interesting is when Michael comes back from New York, he comes back with a tan coat. You know, it's very... It's very modern, and he comes back in. It's one of the first things Arthur says to him is like, "I like your brown coat." And he's just, you know, and it's kind of funny to see stuff like that, because they wear the flat caps. That's where the Peaky Blinders comes from, like carrying razor blades in the flat caps that they wear. And so it's really interesting now to see the sort of, and everyone's much more glamorous in this season already. You can see like Polly looks amazing in her pantsuits, and Ada's going around with big furs and hats and stuff like that. So I mean, the costume designers must have had an absolute blast with this.
Well, Peaky Blinders returns this Sunday at 9 p.m. and again on Monday night at 9:30 on BBC One.